Yeah, this obviously is not how many, this can be called.
Let's call a meeting over, will you?
Ready for roll call?
Ronnie Mankas?
Here.
Ivy Graham?
She's coming.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Here.
Melissa Anderson?
Here.
Larry Davis?
Here.
Wendy Neal? Francine Smith?
Here.
We need to approve the minutes from last time. You want to hear them read?
Yeah, we need to read the minutes from last month. You don't want me?
Anybody want them read?
Anybody want the minutes read?
I move that we accept the minutes.
A second.
As things exist.
Thank you.
Been moved and seconded.
Ronnie Mankas?
Yes.
Ivy Graham? Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
Yes.
Wendy Neal? Francine Smith?
Yes.
Pass. All right, this is the public comment section on the agenda. Please be brief and state your name and where you're from, please.
What is it, 3 minutes? Yes, ma'am.
Well, just...
My name is Marla Elsie. I'm from Denham Springs. First, I would like to ask the board to consider restructuring the public comments section in the future to match that of the parish council. At the council meetings, the member explains the item on the agenda, then there's a brief council discussion, and then they open each item section for public comment. But here at these meetings, it can be difficult to know when to have a comment when you only have a little item to go by, you haven't heard the board member's explanation yet, and when you only have one public comment section for the entire agenda, it can be impossible to address in 3 minutes. But I'm going to try. So, agenda item 6E, creation of an online book challenge form. In November, Jeff Landry created an online book challenge form, and in the first week, it received 5,500 pages of complaints. The vast majority of those were spam that were sent in from all over to how terrible the idea was. If you create an online form here, you're going to have the exact same problem. And you'll have to come up with the staff to manage it, and there's already a paper form. So there's no need to create an online form to complicate a system that works just fine, and to figure out the staffing to handle it on top of the staffing problems that you already have. Agenda item 6H. Auditing all library collections for materials not in line with Louisiana statute RS-1481.1 subsection E. First, I'm not clear on what Mr. Davis is referring to in subsection E in the revised statute. That subsection is about child pornography, meaning actual pornography with children in it, such as videos of children engaging in sexual acts. I have a copy of the statute here in case anyone wants to look at it or Ms. Graham wants to give a legal perspective. But since there's no actual child pornography in any of our libraries, I'm not exactly sure what this agenda item is referring to. So, I'm going to use Jeff Landry's list instead. In Jeff Landry's Protecting Innocence report, he listed 9 books that were identified as sexually explicit. Of those 9 books, 3 of them are in circulation in Livingston Parish libraries. And of those 3 books, 0 of them are in the children or young adult section. So I'm not sure what we're going to be auditing if the books that Mr. Landry already identified have already been cleared in our parish. If Mr. Davis is suggesting we audit the entire parish collection, I would like to hear his plans to fund the overtime and staff needed to do such a thing during a time when the library is so short-staffed that you are cutting back the days that you're open. Agenda item 6I, addressing adding best practices as outlined in SB 7. SB 7 has not been passed in the legislature yet. It is premature to discuss this. Agenda item 6J, Livingston Cultural Heritage Months. Okay, while these are lovely ideas, none of them are months, they are days. And none of them are cultural heritage. My cultural heritage is Irish American. Some people in our parish might consider their cultural heritage to be Native American or Indian American. But people's cultural heritage is not pastor or teacher. Those are vocations. So if you're going to adopt this, please remember that libraries are in the business of words and use the correct language to name it something appropriate. like Vocation Appreciation Days, not Cultural Heritage Months. I'd also like to remind the board that no one has to second anything, and it only takes 4 votes to stop a foolish proposition.
Abby Crosby, Livingston Museum, along with Marlon. I agree that we should do the meetings the same way the council does. Because if y'all allow y'all time to speak and then turn around, and it lets us get more informed so we can make a more sound decision on what we'd like to say. If y'all said something, then it might be add, or it could take away from the question if y'all answer it beforehand. So it works out much, much better for everybody involved. Also, as far as the literature that's being explained as pornography or anything, it also consists of anything being cartoony, anything to do with the wording that can be construed as sexual into pornography. So if I would send somebody a stick drawing of somebody in a sexual act or whatnot, I'm sorry, babies. But if somebody is participating in something that we would consider that, then that is considered pornography, according to the law. There were some books that I saw pictures of, and I asked the sheriff, and I said, what about this? And he says, please do not send that to me, because if you send that to me, that is considered you sending me pornography. And I feel so bad because this little one's in here. But anyway, just so we can better understand, maybe Mr. Davis can explain everything that he's doing, that we're talking about through that. And if there's money in the budget, then I think it would be a great idea to take each library, you know, once every 3 months, go through one library at a time and go through the books to find that might be deemed not appropriate, might need to go up an age or even go down an age, considering the retrospect on what the reading level is for the child. If there's something that the child shouldn't be seeing, then maybe we can go up on it. So not do all libraries at one time. Just take one library every 3 to 4 months and just go through and call through, just like a cleanup, like the books that aren't being read or checked out. So thank you.
Good evening. I'm Molly Hughes. I'm an employee of the Livingston Parish Library. I actually and maybe I'm reading it or don't understand it, so help me out. But in subsection B, item 6, it defines interactive computer service. I'll go ahead and read for those who don't have it. Interactive computer service means any information service, system, or access software provider that provides a computer access by multiple users to a computer server, including a service or system that provides access to the internet and such systems operated or services offered by libraries or educational institutions. So that's subsection B, item 6. On the very last subsection, H, it says, the provisions of this section shall not apply to a provider of an interactive computer service, or a provider of communication service, or a cable operator is defined by the provisions of this section, which seems to say, libraries aren't included in this. It doesn't apply to libraries, not even now. Thank you.
What was she referring to? I'm sorry. I missed that.
Revised statute.
Ma'am, what were you referring to? I'm sorry.
RS 1481.
Yes, ma'am.
Subsection B, item 6.
Okay.
Defines interactive computer service, which includes libraries and educational institutions. If you go to subsection H, and it's the very last one.
She's talking about my agenda.
The provisions of this section do not apply to provider of an interactive computer service. and cable and communications.
It's all separate by statute.
Okay, cool.
You're welcome to this copy.
No, ma'am. We just couldn't hear what you were referring to. We were searching our binders aimlessly, so thanks.
D, adding invocation and pledge to board meetings. I just have a question on like what type of invocation and what religion are we talking about? Are we talking about rotating different religions? We have Catholics, Protestants, Sikhs. We have Jewish peoples and Muslim peoples. We have Satanists. If you open it for one, you have to open it for all, or you're looking at a lawsuit, whether, you know, I'm not saying that I would like to hear the Satanists, but you know, if you open it to one, you open it to all. And if we don't, that's inviting a lawsuit. I'd hate to see us lose funds from a frivolous lawsuit. As far as the creation of an online form, citizens request for reconsideration of library material form 3-309 and registration of user complaint form 3-308 are already online on our website. All anybody has to do is fill it out. I, like Marla, am a little concerned about what would happen with Jeff Landry's hotline, what would happen in Livingston Parish, and our librarians would be just bogged down. It also opens it up to anyone in the state, anyone in the United States, and anyone in the world who has internet access. And we all know how people will take that advantage of that. I feel it opens the door to chaos. We're going to see, like we saw in St. Tammany, where over 200 books have been challenged, including books from the adult section, such as the Nobel Peace Prize winning author Toni Morrison. Adult books, just because they don't like them, they're asking for that removal. I think we're going to see that. And so far, we've only had two challenges in Livingston Parish. Changing meeting times from 5 to 6, I would like to give kudos to Mr. Davis for wanting to move that time so that people who live and work in Baton Rouge can get here at a good time and don't have to rush. That sounds like a good idea to me. I do have the same concerns with RS-14-81.1. I guess I'm just a little confused about it because this statute revolves around pornography of children. That's illegal. You have to pass the Miller test, and I'm sure Ms. Graham is an attorney and can tell you better than that. But even Jeff Landry has stated on the record, that no library in Louisiana has a book on their shelf that violates state law. I can show you where he said it. I'm just confused because our library does not contain pornography. Also, SB 7 hasn't even gone through the legislative session. And if we're going to do Cultural Heritage Month, I'd like to see Latin American Month, Asian Pacific Island Month, Pride Month, National Disability Month. We need to cover all heritages. Thank you.
Erin Sandifer, 24411 Oma Harris Lane, Livingston Parish Council. I have a few things to say. First, on your website, the citizen's request for consideration of library material, the page is not found, and the register of the complaint form page is not found as well. So please check into that because nobody can register a complaint when the page is blocked or not accessible. I do want to speak to 6H and 6I. And I want to go back and explain the very first meeting. I served on the library board of control at that time. And I need to clarify some things to everyone as well as the media. LGBTQ was never mentioned. The first book, I'm asking you, library board, to remember this. And you have some new people on your board as well. LGBTQ was never mentioned. Censor, ban, never mentioned. We live in the United States of America. We don't live in a place where we ban or censor books. If you want to buy books that teach
things that of a sexual nature, sex guides for children, sex instruction for children, and those were searchable topics on the Livingston Parish Library website to search books for children. If you want to buy those books, you can go to Barnes & Noble's, you can go to Amazon, you can go to bookstores and buy them. Nothing is banned. So let's clarify that. I'm really getting sick of hearing that in the media, and some people churn that and just turn it into this thing that it is not. The very first book that we discussed when I was on the board was a heterosexual book for teenage boys, ages 11 to 17. So I just wanted to clarify that. We do have inappropriate books in our children's section. I have gone and done the research and put my eyes on these books. I didn't ask a librarian for help. I went and looked at it myself and pulled it off the shelves myself. I'm not so sure that everybody fully knows what's in the library. Have you looked? I have talked to some of you on the board. Have you gone and looked? Because when I asked you before, you hadn't gone and looked. You hadn't researched it for yourself. We're just asking this for our children. And I also want to say, as far as an adult section and a children's section, there's a reason we have a children's section. That's to filter what's there. So just know that. And, you know, as far as the Miller test, everybody in this room, pull out your phones and look it up, and then go and look at these books and decide for yourself if that meets the criteria, because it absolutely does. Thank you very much.
Ms. Sandifer, before you sit down, how early was your election? When was your election?
March 23rd.
Of this year?
Yes.
Is your whole district here?
No.
Have they made comments to you in reference to the books on the shelf?
Yes.
Okay, and you were just elected this year in March?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what political party did you run under, Ms. Sandifer?
Republican.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Sandifer spoke about the books are legal, you can buy them if you want them. Well, libraries are about equitable access. Not everyone can go out.
Mr. Ronnie, we're not here for a debate. We're not here for a debate.
Book. The books are legal, they're accepted, and they should be available to the public.
Thank you.
I'm also an employee of Livingston Parish Library and Livingston Springs. I just want to say on a different note that thank Ms. Parish Michelle for doing an awesome job as our interim director, and she has gone above and beyond her awesomeness. So her and Dustin, thank you both for stepping into this craziness. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Denham Springs. Just have a couple things I want to comment on. I want to agree with the restructuring comment system. I think that would be a very good idea, much more user-friendly to the public. The main thing is the book challenge form. I think y'all really need to work on that. Ms. Jones said you've had two complaints so far. You have 145,000 people in this parish. If you have two complaints, your system's not working. It needs to be working. I just checked it right there on my phone. As Aaron said, it's not working. You can't get the form. I looked at it a few months ago, couldn't find it. I had to actually go and search for it and look for book challenge form every year. And when you get into the form, it's a very difficult, unfriendly form. First question says, have you read the book in its entirety? That to me says, if I haven't, I might as well stop right now because you're not going to consider it. I looked at some of these books, and after a few pages, I wasn't willing to look anymore or read any further, but I would love to challenge you to get them out there. So those are the kind of things that I think really need to be worked on. I don't think saying we have a procedure, you need to follow it, cuts it, because clearly your procedure's not working. And finally, in regards to the state law, I find it very troubling that the library employees are going to get up here and say we don't need to worry about that because the law doesn't apply to the library. If it's against the law for everybody else, that doesn't make it okay in the library just because the state carves out the library as a special case. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is not for public comment. I just want to mention that tonight's agenda is also down, so it may not be the
Matter of fact, we had problems with the website today. We were trying to upload some other things, and Stacks has given us some problems. We are well aware. It will be up and running by tomorrow, but that happened today at like noon.
So it's not that particular form.
No, yeah, no, but yesterday, I checked that form yesterday myself because of this meeting, and it was working yesterday.
EBSCO Host, who is the contract that we contract through for the website services, they're looking into it.
Right.
Sorry, I know, didn't plan on this. Again, going back to 1481.
All right, so, Mr. Ronnie, we're not here for debate. He's entitled to his opinion. You are entitled to yours in America form. We don't need to debate the same.
It's not just libraries. It's telecommunication services and cable services.
It's the same. It's the same comment. It's the same comment.
All right, let's one time.
Oh, Jesus.
At the podium, okay? Sorry about that. Anybody else? All right, I'm closing the public comment section for the unfinished business. This is the director search update. Leroy, Ivy, and I are on the committee to...
That's fine. I'm sure it's culturally acceptable in my culture. I'll take it.
What's that?
I'm not offended. Keep going, Mr. Ronnie. What you're good.
Larry, Mr. Ronnie.
Oh, leave. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Mr. Ronnie. Let's go. Let's move on.
Larry. I've been talking to you about Larry.
You're good.
I'm on my mind somewhere else. I got something else on my mind. Anyway, sorry about that. We're on a committee to look for a new director, and we have a meeting on the 24th. Is that correct? On the 24th.
Wednesday. Yep.
Wednesday, we're going to get together and decide what we're going to do. We have 5 applicants. We're going to go over those applications. We're going to evaluate them. We're going to decide what questions we're going to ask, what procedure we're going to use, and so forth. And then we will make a recommendation and present it to the board. And that's as far as we've gotten right now. I want to add anything there. But that's it for the search.
Is that all new business, Mr. Ronnie?
Yeah, new business.
We need a motion to move on. Finish to accept the business.
Make a motion to accept.
Thank you. Who's that?
Ms. Catherine. To move on to new
business. Without a call, roll.
Yes.
Ronnie Minkas?
Yes.
Ivy Graham?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
Yes, ma'am.
Wendy Neal?
Yes.
Francine Smith?
Yes.
All right. We accept the unfinished business. Now it's going to new business.
Yes, sir. So Misty Thomas is here. She's our new IT person. We have found that we really need to restructure IT. There were some things that Giovanni was working on before he left. And we were using a service called Transformix, which we have found really was not helping us out with what we needed. Misty has a plan to move our security and our data into a future to move it to the toward the future. We're in a stalemate right now, and there's a lot of things that needs to be corrected. So what we're doing now, what we were doing with Transformix was a managed IT system where they were coming in and they were helping with security. Well, they were supposed to be helping us with security. We found out that they were not helping us as much as we thought they were. And with other things that Misty needs help with, when things need to be fixed and things that she needs additional help with. And they were not providing that service to the best of their ability. So we needed to move forward. So we have the gentleman from Cloud that's the service that we would like to move to. It's a little more expensive than what we were paying with Transformix, and just because of that additional expense, I just want y'all to say yes or no, because it is a little more expensive. We will only need this service for about a year, and they're going to help Misty when she has a question. Instead of just fixing it, they will also help her and guide her onto some of the things that she needs to have better knowledge of or whatever. IT is not my thing, as you can see. Giovanni had this down to a down to a science. I don't. That's why I'm relying on her and people like CloudCover to give us the best service that we can. Once they get that service where it needs to be to get our security tighter, because we have found that there are a lot of holes. We have done really well with containing patron information. That is not a security threat, but we don't want to have anything happen in light of the environment that we're in. So they've agreed to help Misty do that. So we just want, if y'all have any questions for them, they're here. If you have any questions for Misty, she's here. And we're looking at about a $6,000 difference for the month. So we will only need it for a year. And then they will turn everything over to Misty, and she should be able to handle everything she needs to handle.
So just a point of clarification. Mm-hmm. We're hiring an IT company to come and train the IT person just hired.
We're hiring an IT company which already was in place. Giovanni already had it with Transformix. We are just switching companies, basically. That is just a little more expensive and has a little bit more knowledge than Transformix did. Misty is coming from a different background than the library, so there's a lot of things that Giovanni was very good at, but his IT was 10 years ago, and she needs to move some of the old system that we have, that she was working on the new stuff, forward into the, you know, a way that we can move it forward in the future and have enough room to move and grow, which we do not have right now. And so there are things within our system that she's never had to work on because it's obsolete, and they have that knowledge, and they can help her move that forward. Am I saying that correct, guys? They're here in the audience.
Okay, guys, so what exactly, what are you doing with our IT director? So IT is pretty general. Just teach me for a moment. IT is general, or is there different IT for libraries, government, school?
There's absolutely different IT. There's different systems. Even within library systems, there's different systems that they use, different cataloging, everything is different. So the things that you might do at the school board, you're not going to do here. Things you might do in the public sector, you're not going to do here. We need to be way more structured when it comes to
So why not security. Just hire one of these guys or go search out somebody who's...
Because I can't afford him full time.
Okay. But we can afford to train somebody. But we can afford to pay, train, and then hire a company to show her to do it for you.
She's already doing the things that she needs to do to keep us up and running. It's
but
the specialized things that she's never had to use that they will help her do and move forward.
Okay. I wish my job did that for my job.
Well, I'll just give a real brief explanation. Currently, your IT support that you have now is more of a reactive. This is more of a proactive approach. And the plan is to continue support both with the employees and the patrons. The direct interaction with the patrons will still be the library. We won't interact with the public, but we'll interact with the employees. We'll provide an SLA, a guaranteed response time, and when things go down, like websites and servers and things like that. We're adding some additional layers of security for spam and phishing, which is, you know, where revenue is lost and things like that in IT. But we're taking a different approach, as that not being an ongoing solution, but actually be a temporary fix to bring the system up to date because it's very antiquated, which would cost a considerable amount more if you did it on an as-needed basis, because we're reducing our costs literally by half of what we normally charge for any customer, whether it's the state, local government, commercial, we service all clientele. But it's the idea is to create that posture for security and stability for Vista to take over after 1 year. So, we're just kind of trying to come in and help you guys with the current situation with the previous IT and things like that. It's just an interim solution for now.
Got it.
We have three quotes in your binder if y'all would like to look at those. They are giving us the best for the money. They're giving us way more than everybody else is, and they're turning the system over to us completely after they're done within a year, where others would not want to do that.
So, just a quick question. So if I understand correctly, Misty is the IT manager.
Right.
When there's a problem, she goes and she fixes it. Mm-hmm. They're sort of creating a new platform,
right,
framework, right, and they're showing her how to work it to upgrade to the future.
Yes, right. Yes, yes. Right now we're on a very antiquated system.
So let me explain. When I got hired on by Giovanni, in the interview I had told him that I was not knowledgeable of servers. Like, I had some knowledge through the school board. I was not the system administrator nor the network administrator of the school board. I had some knowledge, but not enough to manage everything. And he told me if I had the knowledge, he could not afford me. And so he said all he was looking for was somebody that was willing to learn, and that's what I'm willing to do. I'm asking to use Cloud Cover so that they could help me learn what I need to know so that I can be both the systems administrator and the network administrator and have the knowledge to do both.
Well, I mean, I respect that and understand it completely. I just think that as far as budget constraints go, that's something the board, along with us and the director, need to work through. We don't need to. IT is very complex, and just like they raised, one of the councilmen was able to hack, is what they've been saying. So maybe we don't need to spend time training. Maybe we need to hire the best and most qualified person in IT. I mean, IT is, you are, I mean, at least for my personal job, you're creating the database, you're responding to inquiries, and we're paying somebody to come in to teach you a new website. But if I'm understanding correctly, when you graduate in IT, you have those full capabilities to be able to construct websites, to be able to construct these things, and to use it. So that's just my opinion. I mean, the board's going to vote the way that they're going to vote, but, I mean, when I was hired on for my job, I didn't get trained on how to, per se, do every aspect of my job. I was trained on what my company and what they want us to do and how they want us to talk and all those things, like most people are. You graduate with a college degree, but you're not going to go through 6 months of training in that classroom.
But that's exactly what she's getting. She's getting trained on a system that she's never used before.
That's my point. Teachers don't get trained. When they graduate from college, they go into the profession.
There was no one here to help her do that. We had no IT. We had nobody. Once Giovanni left.
So let's budget and hire an IT person. That's my point. I digress.
She's doing a good job.
I can tell you, as a teacher, we go through much training required.
Good job,
every
Melissa.
Year.
Thank you, Melissa.
Every program.
Great. Good stuff, Melissa. Thank you.
I just have one last comment. IT is very complex. And the library actually has a pretty substantial IT platform. Honestly, I know there are books in the library, but a lot of people probably come here for the technology because they don't have access to it. This is a public service. It's a thankless job. And in most cases, it is difficult. Even a company like ours is having difficulty hiring qualified IT people. We hired somebody last week that didn't even show up for the job, a 48-year-old man with an excellent resume and interviewed well, and he didn't show up for the job. So what we're offering is simplifying that solution so you don't require that much education to manage it. And you can call on us temporarily, on an as-needed basis for very complex issues. And that 1 year time frame, we will start simplifying and making that system easier for anybody to come in and manage it. We, as a company, we're not experts in libraries, not experts in hospitals. We're experts in IT, but we still require somebody with that expertise, which is that's what Misty will be able to provide some institutional knowledge that says, hey, this is how it needs to be set up. How do we do that? How much does it cost? That's the service that we're providing.
Thank you.
Can I ask, you said it's $6,000 a month?
More than what we were already paying for a service we were already using. So, I mean, for a year. Whereas with Transforming, we would have had to continue that service for I don't know how long because they were not providing the proper things that we needed for the library.
So how much is that contract plus added with this? Is it $6,000? It'd be $72,000 added on to that.
So the...
Okay. Transformix, they weren't managing security as well. They were only managing the desktops, the servers and stuff. But Transformix, when I told them we needed security as well, their price went up to $12,500, which is only $1,000 less than they were. But Transformix also dropped desktop support, which, yes, I can do that. But for the price that they're charging versus the price that they're charging, they said they will do it all and, you know, guide us in the right direction. For $1,000 more than Transformix.
So how much is the contract before we're adding what to it?
So the Transformix's contract was going to be $12,000 a month, and cloud cover is $13,600 a month.
And after 12 months, we need to.
Right. And we'll have her everything she needs to be, and I'm not paying what I was paying for these guys.
There's a $6,000 discount on that contract.
Right.
From
what
we normally charge.
And they're covering everything.
Yeah. And we're only, we're not making, most people make the sign a 36-month contract, or we're only doing it for 1 year.
Yeah, they're only doing it for 1 year for us. All right, Mr. Riley. Anything else on that one?
No.
Okay, then we need to upgrade it.
Yeah.
I move that we approve the change to a new IT.
Thank you.
I
second it.
Been moved and seconded.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Ivy Graham?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
No.
Wendy Neal?
Yes.
Francine Smith?
Yes.
All right, the millage.
So the millage is due. We are up for vote by 2024. We are looking to go. I had spoken to Mr. Jim Ryan, and he said that the council had suggested that we go out in the November election for the millage. We can make that decision tonight if y'all want to take that and go with the November election, or if we wait until the April election, then we'll have to get with the council members and just try to figure out why they wanted it so early and go out in April. My gut is to move in November. It's a bigger election. The millage, well, if we decide to do that, we have to have another meeting by Friday. We only need a quorum of four so that we can send that to the legislative auditor. So it's basically up to y'all to decide if you want to go ahead and go out in November or if you want to wait until April.
We'd have to meet again Friday?
We would have to meet before Friday, just to do a resolution. Saying because we tonight all we can do is talk about the date, and then we have to move forward with a resolution before Friday because this has to be into the legislative auditor by June 1 if we go out in November, so that Mr. Ryan can go forward with taking it to the council and moving it forward. I know it's quick.
So what are the pros and cons of this?
So the pros of going out early is that it's a bigger election. We'll have more people on the ballot and more items on the ballot. I think we have really good support right now for the library. It's just it's a renewal. It's a millage renewal. It's not a new tax. It's nothing like that. If for any reason it doesn't pass, then we go out again for the next November election.
We have to wait till then. If we wait and go in April, we'll be able to do the April election. It's a smaller election, but then if something happens and it does not pass, then we do still have the next November. It has to be 6 months. We have to wait 6 months before we can go out again if something were to happen. We do not have to go out for renewal again before 2024. We're going out early.
Gotcha.
But we do have to have it passed and on the in Jeff Taylor's office by August of 2025 to be on the tax roll. So these are things y'all have to weigh in. Have any questions?
And if it should not pass?
We have three times.
And if it should not pass? I'm just
waiting. We're not gonna put that out there, Ms. Melissa.
If it will not pass, then y'all are going to have to budget in.
Well, if it does not pass, then you're looking at millions of dollars worth of buildings that the parish had built, and it's just going to, eventually services are going to be cut until we don't have anything left, because that is where we get our funding from. So
the people, you get your funding from the citizens, right?
We get our funding from our taxpayers, and we provide a lot of services for our taxpayers. A whole lot of services.
Mm-hmm. Not just a minority, all taxpayers.
No, all taxpayers. Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's why the library is what it is. It's because we're here for everybody. It is a big one. It's a big decision.
Can I ask, I think there are other millages that are going to be proposed on this November, though.
Yes. We're not the only ones who are up. I think the health unit, I'm not sure, Gerald's in here. You may know. I think, is the health unit up too? There's a couple of different millages up.
Sure.
Okay, I think there's like three or four of us that we're kind of in the same boat. If we go now, it's early. If we wait, it's kind of where we are.
So if we vote tonight,
if y'all decide on the November date tonight, then we have to meet by Friday. It has to be a public meeting. It can be any time of the day. Y'all have to have a form for to sign the resolution, and that's all it'll be. And then I take it to Mr. Jim Ryan, and he takes it to the council from there. He handles everything else through that process. But it has to be, we have to have this resolution to the legislative auditor and to Mr. Jim Ryan by June 1st. And if we wait for April, then we have to discuss that with the council and let them know that, we're going to wait until April. Because they can force it on the ballot if they want to.
All right.
Anybody want to?
I say we follow Michelle's recommendation on this.
Thanks, Rob. Anybody else want to comment before? This is a big one now.
It's always been a big one. I'll move that we proceed with the November election village proposal.
And then we'll set a date later this week to meet for next week to sign the resolution.
It's not this Friday.
The forms have to be notarized. We need a date.
Yeah, so we need a date to notarize, and I can get that taken.
I mean, that's cool.
Like, I'm all about moving quickly.
All right, roll call.
Ronnie Binkhast?
Yes.
Ivy Graham?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
Yes, ma'am.
Wendy Neal?
Yes.
Francine Smith?
Yes.
And that was all for me.
You had the one more.
Nope, Sunday hours.
We got Sunday hours at Denham Walker.
Yes, sir. So right now we have closed the Denham Walker Ranch for Sundays. We are about to start summer reading, and we are down quite a few man hours at the Denham Walker branch. We're also down man hours in all of our other branches also, so moving people from branch to branch isn't an option, especially with summer reading coming. So we would like to propose that we keep those summer the branch hours for denim. The Sunday hours close until at least after summer reading, and then reevaluate to see how our HR and employment status looks. So we're maybe, let's reevaluate it in September. What's the next meeting would be?
July.
If we need to look at it in July and then again in August, September.
Was the denim Walker branch the only branch that was open
denim
on Sundays?
Denim Walker was the only one open on Sundays. Okay. And they did have foot traffic, but most of their foot traffic was for computer usage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to close that branch off from computers and books. It's just not laid out that way.
Right.
So you're having to fully staff that library for a few hours on Sunday when we can take those man hours and spread them across the rest of denim's hours.
But all the branches have parking lot Wi-Fi, right?
Right. All of the branches have parking lot Wi-Fi, and we're open. Denim is open the latest of all of our branches, and we all have Saturday hours.
So a lot of people on Sunday are lined up in the
South Branch parking lot.
It's getting homework done.
So we just want to reevaluate. Y'all just decide, do we want to reevaluate in the July meeting or the August, September? August is my favorite month, I guess, in September. Do we want to let them roll through September?
I say, talking to the nomination board for the director, do we want to wait till a new director comes in? We should have one by August.
We don't need it in August. So
or September.
Yeah,
September.
In August, I mean September.
What do you think?
September.
For the summer reading, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all very much.
Is that it, Michelle?
That's it for me.
They have to
motion.
Okay. Oh, they
have to do
the motion. A motion. Oh, that's right.
I motion that we close the Walker branch Sundays until September.
A second.
Move and second.
Ronnie Van Cass?
Yes.
Heidi Graham?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
Yes, ma'am.
Wendy Neal?
Yes.
Francine Smith?
Yes.
Adding invocation and pledge of allegiance to the Board of Control? That's Mr. Larry's item?
Yes. So just beginning with the prayer or invocation and pledge, that's what's already happening at majority of the other council meetings. So just beginning that way, I think, would be an addition. Would also set the tone for our day. Our community is a community of prayer. It's the first thing that we do when tragedy strikes. It is the first thing that we run to when triumph happens. And it is the first thing that we do before football games in this parish. As representatives of this community, it's important that the library continues to function with the ideals that matter to the community. That's the first and foremost thing that's in our policy manual and on our trustee board. That's the only way that you shouldn't be worried about a millage, because if you're supporting the ideals of this community, your community is going to support you back to back to back. So I hope that the board will join me in this and continuing this tradition, including praying for the Officer Kelly that fell or that is recovering right now in the hospital. That's all I have to say about that.
I do have one correction. We have invocations at the football games given by students only. We don't have any pastors, rabbis or whatever.
By law, and an adult can't.
By law, that's by student-led, because it's legal. So it's always student volunteers to do it.
Oh, same the school board meetings, it's also students.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Same the parish council, it's also students.
No, it's not.
It is not at the prayer. It's a rotating adult that reads the prayer or that says the prayer at the meetings. And regardless of the situation, they grow up to be adults. I was honored to pray at a football game. Guys, but vote your conscience. Let the community know what you believe, what prayer stands for in this community. That's all, Mr. Ronnie. Let's vote.
Well, I just wonder about that proverbial can of worms. that's lurking in the background. I'm, you know, personally, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it, but I don't know if this is true or not, but I was reading statistics from the last census, and it said, and I just can't believe this, that 51% of Livingston Parish is Christian. That 49% are not.
As a public school teacher, I can tell you they are not.
That just shocked me. Now, that's half of this parish.
I mean, that would go directly in tandem with the sheriff and his billboards that say we love our churches, our schools, and our law enforcement.
I'm just telling you what I'm reading in the...
Well, we can either follow the proverbial trend or we can be better. And we can stand on righteousness and truth. We have a decision to make. That's it. I mean, we don't have to keep nitpicking at it. We have a decision to make. Either we follow the trend of the nation, or when are we going to be a people that say, you know what, we notice that this change is wrong. I mean, pretty much what was just said here is that students praying at the football game is acceptable because they're a student, but an adult can't pray. I mean, sure, that logic makes sense somewhere else.
State law for public.
I digress. Listen to the logic. Hitler also had laws. So it's just something to consider.
Could you do a moment of silence?
We have a moment of silence.
I don't know how amendments work during a board meeting. Yes, ma'am.
Can I say something? Okay. I'm sorry. I gotta say this before I just get out of here. I consider myself spiritual, but I am a Christian. The difference between the two is the person that sits in church that's thinking about fishing and kayaking. I sit in my kayak and fishing, and I'm thinking about God in every day of which that I live my life. And any group, board, library, school, whoever, does not support that flag right there and the Pledge of Allegiance, I will never vote for a tax or a renewal, ever. And I will go against it. My son's
turn. Yes, ma'am.
This is flag and
moment of silence.
Moment of silence together.
Can
I like that?
Mm-hmm. I have absolutely no problem with the flag.
Me.
And,
what does the flag stand for, Miss Ronnie?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom of what?
Religion,
right. Freedom of religion and strength. Oh, okay. 1609. Okay. Pilgrims. Okay. Let's do whatever.
This is not easy. One of those easy ones either. Just don't pretend it is. Not good. Right.
Is it not?
Well,
but at the public library, a moment of silence would respect all peoples equally. Pray without ceasing, the Bible says.
How does
says.
An amendment work in while we're in this? Because that would be a change to the wording.
Someone would make a motion to amend, and then they would vote on your motion, and then there'd be a vote on the amended motion.
Right. But it would have to be 2/3, wouldn't it? If I understand. For amendment. What is that to?
You just need a motion and a second for it to be
amended.
No,
Ms. Majority.
I think I saw, actually, I was reading the Roberts rules. I think I'm correct. I think it is 2/3. After you make the motion to amend.
I remember the parliamentarian telling me.
Yeah. After you make the
I make a motion. Thank you, Ivy. I make a motion to change prayer to a moment of silence.
We have to vote on the first.
That's what I just said.
First.
And if any lawsuit wants to happen, I would love to see this parish get sued. If that's what the implication would be, that those men would be sued because they pray. If our parish comes to that, that's a sad day.
Harry, you want to make a motion that we amend our?
It's a sad day.
Our policy.
I just did.
And I second it.
Martin Bancas?
Yes.
Ivy Graham?
Are we voting on the amendment or the first motion?
The amendment to change from prayer to moment of silence.
So instead of adding invocation, adding a moment of silence?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And the Pledge of Allegiance.
And the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
Okay. Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
Yes.
Wendy Neal?
Yes.
Francine Smith?
Yes.
Okay. Now we have to vote.
And
we had to vote to amend.
Right.
Now we've got to vote on the motion.
To approve.
Yes,
sir. The motion.
So now the motion is now a moment of silence and a pledge.
I make a motion.
Thank you. It's after my bedtime. I make a motion to have a moment of silence and a pledge of allegiance before each meeting.
Someone needs to second.
I second it.
Thank you. Ronnie Bancas?
Yes.
Ivy Graham?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
Yes.
Wendy Neal?
Yes.
Francine Smith?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Creation of an online book challenge form. There.
Yeah, so I hear that we already have that, right?
We already have that. We have...
Okay, good. Yes or no? Please. Just to make it a short. So we already have it. Just to address some of the concerns in the room, the fact that that system is being used is good. I mean, the overuse of it should not be an issue. I mean, so if you're getting 500 complaints, go through the 500 complaints. Once again, we're worried about a tax being passed, but we don't want to do the work to work for the taxpayer. All of the taxpayers, not just the ones in this room. So if that book challenge form is being utilized, we need to figure it out. We need to budget. We need to do what we need to make sure that the taxpayer feels like they are being heard and their concerns are addressed. So if it's already in place, I'm fine with skipping over that agenda item, but it does not need to be removed. If we need to keep an online book challenge form. Great job. Let's move on then. Good.
Do we have to vote it down? Anything else we need to do?
Just take it. Do we need to just take it off the agenda if we're not? I mean, if it's already
on the agenda.
In place.
We just move. We just go past it.
Okay, we're just moving
forward.
Yep. Table it.
What are we tabling on?
Well, it doesn't need to be tabled. No, it doesn't need to be readdressed. It's just we're not getting any motion on it.
We're not discussing it.
Correct.
Dismissed. Okay.
Jesus.
Increasing border control meetings to every month.
Yes, sir. So we've had a lot of issues just pop up. I know I talked to some of our staff here. They have some issues that concern them. So if the staff feels that they need to talk to us about anything or we have that open forum with Michelle, we can address those issues, come to the board meeting. Also, we just need to be accessible and on top of things as they come throughout our system during this time. I'm not saying that it needs to last forever, but for the foreseeable future, until we get a grasp on everything, we need to be accessible every month to conduct business. Well, there's just a lot of minor issues that were discussed with some staff. Just some issues that can be doesn't need to wait 2 months or a month to discuss these issues. Otherwise, if we discuss it, it's going to have to be a board decision on these issues, and then it's going to be a meeting anyway.
I think that's what, like, we do with email. You just email. Like, when she wanted to close the branch, she just sent an email to us, and we said, hey.
Right. If you do an email chain, wouldn't that be against the form or rules of having a meeting? Wouldn't we have to have an in-person meeting if I'm addressing the whole entire board based on a change of policy?
Well, as director, she has the ability to change basic simple policy.
Yeah. No,
day-to-day runnings. And
she doesn't have the control to change policy. That's not her job as director.
No, but certain things like closing a branch for the day and things like that.
Yeah, not policy.
But not policy.
So thank you. Make that clear.
So what Mr. Larry is talking about is some policy issues, some policy things
that the staff would like to see changed and looked at, like vacations and things like that.
You can't have ruling form.
Huh? Right.
You can't have ruling
form. Right, right. So those are things that can...
Well, but I mean, I feel like vacation days and things like that.
That's a budget conversation.
Right.
That's
right.
More than just, hey, I'd like to have more. I'm sure everybody would like to have more vacation days. But that comes down to the budget is allowed, and that's a much more complicated conversation. So, to be had when we have our budget reviews once a year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or when we do employee reviews. Well, the director reviews and reviews and how the rest of them.
I just feel like it's not a paid position. You know, like I think the parish council meets every other week, but like the sewer board meets, I think, once a month. They get paid. We don't get paid, so I don't know that, you know, we need to meet every month.
Well, I didn't accept this position to be paid. I accepted this position to serve my community. So if we're in it for money, then that's the wrong motivation.
No, I don't think that's what she means, though. But
what does she mean? Elaborate.
I'm just saying that, you know, I think for all the years that the board's been meeting every other month, it seems that we're just fine.
Has the board ever met every month?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it's been working me, what, quarterly?
Quarterly. For years.
The most dangerous words in the English language is we've always done it this way. Let's continue to do it. So we'll just keep it. And if y'all have any other concerns, Michelle, just reach out to us via email. And then we'll address it as it comes. All right. We can move past it.
No, we need to vote on it.
Okay. Make a motion, Wendy. Or somebody.
Do y'all want to vote on it?
He's pulling it. I don't see why we need to vote on it.
Okay.
I don't see any controversy.
Make a motion to change the board frequency from every other month to every month.
I make a motion to keep the board meetings every other month.
I second.
Well, that's what we're doing now.
Right. Correct. Ignorance is bliss.
To do what we're doing already.
Oh, so you want to make a motion to do it every month, and I said you have to
then vote it down.
Okay. So, Larry, you have to make that motion.
Didn't I just do that? Wasn't the motion already on the table? Okay.
No, you have to formally do it.
You have to say it.
I did. Didn't I say that? I mean, help me out here, somebody.
I didn't.
Jeez, yeah. Louise.
All right. Just not second it because he made the motion. So.
Good job. Yeah. Following the library lines textbook. All right, I make a motion to change the board frequency from every other month to every month. The motion fails. Let's move forward.
All right. Meeting from 5 to 6.
So I think I got diverse views on this here.
It's fine with me. Anytime y'all want to do it.
Yeah. So just to give people an opportunity to make it here on time or however.
All right. This is an amendment. I mean, this is going against the policy, so we will have to. A motion to change the policy, and then we got to vote. Okay.
Make a motion to move the library board meetings from 5 to 6 p.m.
Second.
Ronnie Metcalf?
Yes.
Ivy Graham?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
Yes, ma'am.
Wendy Neal?
Yes.
Francine Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was the late one today.
All right, item 8, auditing all library collections from materials not in line with the Louisiana statute, RS 14.
Yeah, so with that, just to have due diligence across all of our library systems, it's much easier just to say we do not have the materials, but we will check just to make sure. I sent a letter to all of our parish councilmen, service entities who are reviewing it, but I did have 5 of our councilmen approve this measure to adopt those to the letter for that one. So pretty much just to start beginning to audit our libraries to make sure that no child pornography, no sexually explicit materials are in our library as it gives in state statute and as it is in state law. Because the way in the trend that the national tone is on these issues is that everybody that votes to keep sexual explicit materials on the shelves and it is found to be on the shelves or it is challenged to be on the shelves is liable to jail because child pornography is against the law. So it is essential that as these pieces of legislation move through the legislature, which majority of our legislature is conservative and these things are sweeping across the legislature, we want to make sure that we are on time and we are ahead of the ball game rather than trying to catch up and trying to hire lawyers because we did not follow state law when it came to this. There's a reason the Attorney General made and had that press conference with Protecting Innocence. We do not have a right to function autonomously away from the state. I'm sorry, I know some people feel like we're floating on our own little island here, but we're in the state of Louisiana in the parish of Livingston Parish. We have to follow state law, period, end of story. We also have to follow the authority given by the governing body of this library, which is our parish council. So, if your parish council did sign this letter, that means that you kind of need to fall in line. That's just kind of my interpretation on that. But it's just something that needs to happen. If we need to talk about what staffing looks like for that, we need to have that conversation. But we have to follow the law of the land. So I move to make a motion to begin an audit of all libraries for materials that are not in line with the state statute listed concerning sexual exploitation in regard to children.
I'm not completely clear on all this, Larry. You said we're going to have to go through all our collections? Is that what this is saying?
That's exactly what it's saying, Mr. Ronnie, because if you don't do it, the state will. And if a book is challenged and it is found to be carried or found in classification of child pornography, everybody that votes to keep those things in line are liable to jail.
But hasn't the Attorney General already stated that there are no books in violation of statute?
Then why did he come out with Protecting Innocence?
But he only had nine books.
Correct. Once again, we have state law. We are not floating on our own island, ma'am. You can go to the state legislature. You can talk to Heather Cloud. You can talk to whoever you want to. We have legislation going through the legislature that says any sexually explicit books does not belong in the library.
Has that passed yet?
It has moved through the Senate, ma'am. That's one. Julie Emerson has another one. It moved through the Senate. I mean, it doesn't take a law. It doesn't take a degree. It doesn't take a degree.
Did it pass?
It's going to go to the governor's desk.
Yes, yes, or yes, no.
It's going to go to the governor's desk. It has passed through the legislation. It has passed through the Senate. It moves on to the House.
So that's a no. It hasn't passed yet. Thank you.
Okay, right. I digress. I mean, y'all take it however you want to. We need to follow state law.
Unless it's about writing a public event.
Pardon me?
You were okay with not following state law when it came to the law about the prayer. But you wanted
to... To be honest with you, I've never read that. I would be interested to read it, and I actually humbled myself and moved it to moment of silence. I didn't argue what the law stated. I moved it to moment of silence. So I'm very interested.
You said Hitler had laws too.
Correct.
You compared it to Hitler's law.
I did not compare the law to Hitler's law. I'm just saying that some of the laws that y'all choose to follow don't always mean that we need to follow it. I'm saying that sometimes we need to dictate what laws make sense and what laws do not make sense.
You only follow the ones you like to follow.
No, I'm interested to learn which law said about prayer in schools. If you have it, give it to me.
State law.
There is no, that is not in the Constitution, ma'am.
It is, it's the First Amendment.
The separation of, I can call it, the separation of church and state.
Do we need to argue about this?
All right, let's,
okay.
Did you make the motion?
He did.
I made a motion, yes, ma'am.
I got another question, though. What's this going to
call? Just call the legislature.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what's going to be involved for us in implementing this.
The expense of having
staff sit and read every book in this collection. And
is it an
online? I mean, it's 300,000 pieces of. Am I saying that?
300,000 books. 1.4 million items on the.
And we don't have. We don't have the staff. We don't have the staff to keep Denham open right now. We don't have the staff for that.
And all of the books have already been classified.
Yes, right. And then you have your reconsideration form if someone thinks it's not classified properly.
That's every library in the state.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
In the United States.
States.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We have a motion. Auditing all library books in the collection.
I have a question. So if this legislation does go through and there has already been addressed and there's not another meeting until,
when is the next meeting?
It's August?
July.
Okay. So if there's not another meeting until July and there's a piece or whatever may be, somebody might find something that's inappropriate. Okay. Then, because this wasn't adopted after the law was going to effect, are y'all still held responsible?
No, Livingston Parish will do what every single other library system in the state will have to do at that time.
Yes.
So it won't be just the Livingston Parish issue, it'll be a state issue. So every single library will then be
And there will be an implementation process.
So what's the difference between now and before January 4th of 2024?
To wait to see if it passes. It's not law yet. And to see if it passes. And we need to stop that if that happens.
And then
we need to take that implementation time. Right. And to see if there's any amendments, to see if there's anything else that happens once it gets to the House. I mean, there's a lot that can happen.
Let's not waste taxpayer money before we understand what needs to be done.
And also, you're making the assumption just because a law passes that it's effective immediately. That's not necessarily the case.
Cool beans. Good job, guys. Great job. Awesome. Did the motion fail? Or are you still asking questions?
There were none.
This is important. Any more comments? I'll allow. Okay, we have a motion to audit all the library collection. Have a second.
The motion dies. Let's move. All right, the next one I had was the begin to adding best practices as it relates to Senate Bill 7 by Senator Heather Cloud. So the language that is in this bill, it goes into what a classification into sexually explicit material is. Sexual conduct means any of the following, and if there are children in here, it includes lewd exhibition, actual, simulated, or animated of the genitals, pubic hair, anus, vulva, or female breast. Sadomasochistic abuse, meaning actual, simulated, or animated flagellation or torture by or upon a person who is nude or clad in undergarments or in a costume that reveals private areas. It also includes actual, simulated, or animated touching, caressing, or fondling of or other similar physical contact with the private area of a boy or a girl, covered or exposed, whether alone or between two humans, animals, or a human and an animal, or the same or opposite sex, in an act of apparent sexual stimulation or gratification. And it says that the policy shall include, at a minimum, all of the following: a requirement that community standards for the population served by the library be considered when acquiring library material that would be accessible to a minor through donation or purchase. So it just kind of gives the definition of what sexual exploitation means and kind of just gives that guidance of how to move forward for the library in those cases.
This is a bill that isn't a law yet.
We kind of discussed it. Yeah.
Her bill was passed.
It passed the Senate. Yes, ma'am.
But it had to pass.
It's not law.
Not law.
It's not a law. I think we just went through that. Y'all don't have to beat the dead horse, right? So no. Good job. It is not a law yet, but it has passed the Senate. Good job, Francis.
It's not the same bill.
Oh, you're welcome.
Easily. All right.
Well, I do want to point out that I think the library implemented that tiered system. Mm-hmm. You know, I myself have 4 kids, and I went in and, you know, chose the access. And I think that, you know, parents are supposed to be supervising their kids in the library. So I think, you know, parents should be allowed, as Attorney General Landry says, to have the right to decide what their kids want to read or what they don't want them to read. So I really don't see the need.
Well, we don't even need to debate it because it's not a law yet, so we don't even need to discuss it. I move to make a motion that we accept Senate Bill 7 by Senator Heather Cloud.
Any further discussion? Well, all right, the motion's been made. I have a second. Motion doesn't pass.
All right, my final agenda item is implementing the Livingston Cultural Heritage Month at library branches, honoring first responders, law enforcement, teachers, and local businesses. I believe I added like 3 more toward the end of it. So the goal of this is, once again, to be in connection with our community. It is not a day of just whatever. I don't remember some of the comments, but this would be a day of highlighting some authors who have written books in response of law enforcement or pastors or small businesses or as it been relabeled America. It would be a day of highlighting that, maybe decorating the libraries in honor of that, inviting some veterans in or some people, you know, some American history teachers, and just do like a showcase of these different months throughout the year, or days throughout the year. I'm sorry.
We already have Community Heroes Day with it through the fire department and the sheriff's office. I think maybe the National Guard might come. And then we have the Teacher Giveaway Day. So this sort of like, I think we're closed on the 4th of July. Is that the day you have there? I didn't know the significance of the July 4th date.
Once again,
what did you want to do on that day? Because we're close.
I just said, or we moved the date, Ms. Francine.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Listen, this is not a combative. We are here to represent the community. And while your voice may be heard here, Francine, you do not represent everyone in this parish.
No, I'm saying
this is an opportunity for the library to once again move toward being a voice for all of those. We do, I forgot, what was it, the Comic Con or something that the librarians have. Okay, that satisfies one segment of the community. This gives an opportunity for the library to do more programming that involves every aspect of our community.
Well,
that's it. Whatever y'all are making it to be.
It's not a big deal. I'm trying to explain something to you. Because I worked at the library, so any program goes through a whole lot of steps. Kind of like.
Good. Explain it to the community, come the millage. I make a motion to adopt the Livingston Cultural Month.
Mr. Speaker, I'm Gerald McMorris. I ask you to respect the ladies up here. You have your voice the whole time. And it's just a disrespect to everybody up here.
Thank you, sir.
All the stuff I don't agree with, I agree with probably 99% of the stuff coming through. But we have to be respectful. You give it to the ladies, please. That's all I ask. Thanks, Larry.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What I was saying was it takes a lot of time to create a program. It's just like a lesson plan. You have to put your objectives in there. Decide how much money you're going to spend, what group of people, you know, this program is for, and these
then it has to go to the board that decides these things.
Right. And it costs a lot of money, it takes a lot of man hours, and people at the library aren't like teachers, because teachers work after hours, but at the library, they only work during the hours they're at work. So, especially considering, you know, the understaffed issue.
They're understaffed and underpaid as it is.
Right. And we already have some programs, so this would be duplicating programs that we already have, like Community Heroes Day, Teacher Giveaway. Just pointing that out.
Well, we also have other programs
featured out there.
Right, they do feature the books for the different communities and different books. But they're overworked right now, and that's what I'm hearing from the librarians.
Someone who's here constantly, it is true. They do work really hard, and they do put a lot of attention on the books and people themselves. I think you're doing a great job as it is.
Can I ask a question? If this was adopted as a motion and voted on, would that exclusively be the only cultural instances that the library could offer, or if the director or decided to promote another thing that was coming up, would that be allowed, or is this to disallow any other celebrations that might be proposed? I mean, is this a library operation director?
Once again, it would not. The language is clear. Implementing Livingston Cultural Heritage Month or days, thank you, Amanda, at library branches honoring first responders, law enforcement, teachers, and local businesses. It doesn't say anything about disallowing anything. It just puts forth some ideas that I have to honor authors in these specific fields that may want to come. It's just an idea. And as far as...
But if we allowed everything, then they would have a different celebration every week, every day.
It's just on the national.
They already do highlight a lot of these things in book displays and programs. They have a lot of this stuff, so I don't think it's needed. I think the librarians and the library staff already know this is something that the community would accept and love, and they already do these things. We just don't have days, or it's not in policy.
Yeah, some of these things are already being done.
Required, yeah.
Okay.
If we voted on it, what it would mean is these would be days or these would be events that would have to happen. These are now policy versus currently it's all left up to our program directors to implement whatever programs that they've got already running. And if they can add more programs, fantastic. If we don't have the staff or the time to do it. We're all going to be focused on summer reading, so we're going to be focused on
From today forward, summer reading until it's over. And I know our staff at South Branch, if people come in and they're interested in something, they will make an activity around that for that community. They have a lot of homeschool groups that come in, and if they request something, they go out of their way to make an activity for them.
We also have our community boards that we do. Every month we pick another community enriching experience. Like right now is Help Your Life Grow, where we put out books about gardening and how you get with your community and do different activities and things like that. So we're already implementing other things every month to do with community itself. So,
and I'm sure the library would gladly take suggestions. We have suggestion cards, but they would love to hear suggestions, and we would try to implement that.
Any more discussion? Do we have a motion?
Oh, he told me to finish it up, so he's coming back. Is there a motion?
There's no motion.
There's no motion? Okay. Do you want to make a motion? Okay. Well, then I guess the agenda item is done with that. Next item is Circle's inventory. Dustin has a list.
Those of you board members that don't know me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dustin Cotton. I am the interim assistant director, lifelong resident of the parish. I've been on the system, I'll be with the system 10 years. So the last two items in your packet, it's an Excel spreadsheet printout file. There is a plethora of surplus materials, the majority of which are broken or missing pieces. As usual, since it is taxpayer property, we ask that the board go ahead and make improvements for us to be able to dispose of this. So broken equipment and some... We have a cell phone charger, for instance, which is on there, which was a stand, which dried out, so it needs to be disposed of. We'll toss those. We do have some things on there that we will be able to... Holly and I will work. We'll list them for auction or gov deals, and they'll go out to the public and they can bid on those things, the ones that are still functioning. So, anybody have any questions about any of the items on there? Or? Sorry, I had the most boring thing on there.
Dispose of the items as presented on the surplus inventory list.
Second. May I move?
Ivy Vinkas?
Yes.
Ivy Graham?
Yes.
Patrick Jimenez?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
Yes.
Megan Hill?
Yes.
Franklin Smith?
Yes.
So last time, I intended to move the position.
We have a question. Mr. Ronnie. This is the resolution that you just need to make so that we can get that done.
Be it resolved that the following library staff member be added as a bank designee to the Livingston Parish Library. Dustin Cotton, Position Interim Assistant Director. Be it further resolved that this will bring the total number of bank designees for the Livingston Parish Library to 4. These 4 individuals are as follows. Ronnie Vinkas, Board of Control President. Michelle Parish, Interim Director. Dustin Cotton, Interim Assistant Director. Julia Falcon, Head of Catalog. The foregoing resolution was read in full. The roll was called on the adoption thereof, and the resolution was adopted by the following votes.
We're jumping ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
I make the motion that we adopt the resolution as presented by Mr. Vinkas.
I second.
And now I'd like to call for that roll call, right?
That's supposed to be the roll call.
Ronnie Vinkas?
Yes.
Ivy Graham?
Yes.
Kathy DeGeneres?
Yes.
Melissa Anderson?
Yes.
Larry Davis?
Yes.
Wendy Neal?
Yes.
Francine Smith?
Yes.
Point of order, it says yays and nays.
She's
going to
fill
Yeah, we're going to put that in there. Do you want to go ahead and tap it right now, Mr. Ronnie, that we don't have to hunt down?
Yeah.
Thank y'all very much. All right, Dustin, now you can tell me your 4 things.
All in favor of adjourning, stand up.